Amen. I'm glad for it. Amen. Anybody else? God touch your heart. Amen. Amen. I'll read a verse out of Genesis 45. You got a Bible tonight. Appreciate the good testifying. Thank you for the offering today. I appreciate you. God bless you for that. Remember, Brother Chris Hewitt, he's told me to tell everybody hello, and he loved the church, and he should be here to preach a few days in May. And so look for the meeting here in November. God helping us. We got a meeting here November the 14th. That's a Saturday at 5 o'clock. And then Sunday at 10 and 6. And then Monday at 7. So that's the four services in 3 days. And Brother Logan Buchanan, Brother Logan Headley, Brother Preston Riddle, and Brother Dennis Shank. I have some preaching. Amen. And so pray for that meeting. God would use it and bless it. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Amen.
I can leave right now and say it's been good. I'll just read some scripture since you're here. Amen. It might be an encouragement to you. With Joseph was a son of Jacob. And what a great life of Joseph. I mean, you read Joseph. And Joseph, my friend, thank God, faced a lot of things during his life. God always had a plan. They sung about that. God's got a plan for your life. Everything you go through. As a child of God, God's planned it. Amen. That's right. Look what he said here. I'll just read a few verses. Of course, it was in 45 where Joseph could not refrain himself after they had come to get corn from him. And he's talked rough to him. Amen. He was shaved. Amen. Like an Egyptian. And of course, the Israelites had beards. And their language was different. Amen. But Joseph appeared to them as a ruler over them. Amen. The governor of the land. Thank God. We find here that he couldn't refrain himself anymore. And the Bible said he revealed himself to his brothers in verse number 1. While Joseph made himself known unto his brethren, he made himself known, and of course he wept aloud. They had a weeping time. Thank God, if you read it, they fell on all their shoulders and wept and kissed them, and thank God for them. And then we find here in the text tonight, amen, they was troubled. In verse 3, the Bible said at the latter part, and they were troubled at his presence when they seen him and realized it was him. God, that what they thought was that he's going to judge us for what we done to him. He didn't come to judge them. He come to save them. That's what Jesus did. He didn't come to judge us. He come to save us. Amen. We're not under condemnation if you're saved tonight. He didn't come to condemn the world. He come to save the world. Amen. As the brother said this morning, thank God his arms are reached out. Amen. He said, Israel, my hand is reached out still, stretched out. Amen. That's the kind of God he is tonight. He's a God that stretches out to his people. Amen. Thank God you can come tonight. Amen. He's available. Thank God. He's even Paul said over there in Mars Hill, he's not far from us. And he's surely not far tonight. Thank God what I felt in my spirit. Amen. And rejoice, thank God, in the testifying and the songs of Zion and the goodness of God. But here Joseph makes himself known to them. They're troubled. He said to this in verse 4, so much in here that you could just talk about. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me. Amen. Thank God, here they're troubled. He said, come near to me. That's the way the Lord is. You come when you're troubled. Amen. You're going to have to be troubled about your soul if you ever get saved. About your sin, that you've sinned against God, that you're a transgressor, you're a sinner. Amen. Have you ever sinned? Yes, you have. That makes you a sinner. But thank God there is a Savior tonight. It's not in religion, it's in the Lord Jesus. And so we find here in this text, amen, he told them in verse 5, not be not grieved nor angry. Notice in the latter part, for God did send me before you to preserve life. Amen. Then he said in verse 7, God has sent me before you to preserve a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. He said, God's the one that done this. Amen. Now it looks like to me from 17 to 30 years old, amen, they hadn't seen their brother. In fact, Jacob thought he was dead. The brother sold him. Amen. The Israelites sold into Egypt. And really, we don't know, praise God, a lot of things during that period of time. We know the brothers, amen, done that. They didn't know whether he was dead or not, I don't reckon. They lied to their father, took his coat. coat of many colors, dipped it in the blood of a goat, went back to Jacob and said, we found this coat, like it was some surprise to him. And God and Jacob mourned that day. Friend, from that day forward, to thank God, one day the wagons came and they came saying, Joseph is alive. And the Bible said his spirit, amen, and Jacob revived. And he said, I'll go see him before I die. Amen. But we find here tonight in the book of God in verse 8, so now it was not that you that sent me hither, but God. And he had made me a father to Pharaoh and Lord of all his house and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. God set that thing up. Amen. That God would have him in the position that already had been told him. I don't think Joseph knew in them dreams, and he told his brothers that they had bowed to him and looked to him, and they didn't like that. But thank God it's fulfilled right here. Thank God when the famine come. Amen. There was a land, there was a 7 years of plenty, but 7 years of famine. And Jake and Joseph, thank God, when he come out of prison, amen, and he had dealt with the baker and the butler in prison and was there 2 years, and the butler and the baker got out, he said, remember me when you get out. Amen. They didn't remember him. Of course, the baker got hung and the butler lived on. Amen. That's right. I guess he needed somebody to take care of his house more than he needed to bake his cake. Amen. But I'll tell you, he got hung. Amen. And the butler lived. And Brother Robert, thank God, never said nothing. And the Pharaoh had that dream, and it come to the butler. And he said, wait a minute, I know a man. Thank God that can interpret dreams. And his name's Joseph. Amen. I brought him out of prison, told him his dream. And Joseph interpreted that dream. But everything was set up by God. Can I tell you something tonight? Your life was completely set up by God. Amen. God set this thing up. I can't figure it out. I don't know tonight, friend. But I know, thank God, he ordered my steps. Amen. He ordered your steps. Thank God you can trust him tonight. Even though, thank God, you don't understand it. I'm glad, thank God, that we can look to him and thank God, have his blessing on our life, and know that he ordered our steps and everything we go through. Thank God's for a purpose, and God will use it in somebody's life tonight. Amen. That's what he does it for. Amen. He said, listen. He said, you didn't send me here. It wasn't you. God, listen, can I tell you this? God used them brothers to act like it and think like it to sell him. Amen. That one day he had saved them. Amen. That's what we did. We sold God out. Amen. We sold Christ out. And sin lived our own way. I despised and rejected the holy way of God. Amen. But Christ, thank God, knew the will of the Father. That's why he came. To save sinners. Amen. Thank God. From what? Amen. Hell. From judgment. Amen. They would have died had not Joseph been in that position. Being Israelites and especially shepherds, amen. But God had this man in authority, amen, that he could take care of his own family during the famine, and that's how they were saved. Listen, friend, I don't understand things I go through sometimes, but I do know God put me in a place, and it's his will, amen. I'm not just talking about preaching, I'm talking about things in my life in general. I can't see the whole picture, hey God, but he can. I can't see tomorrow, but he can. I can't see what's going to take place. I don't know what God might do, but he can. Amen. He's already looked into it. He's already set it up. Thank God, friend, I'm telling you. Thank God, Jacob. Amen. When he heard he was alive, thank God, he took his whole crowd. Thank God, and he took care of them. Amen to God, friend. And Pharaoh favored them. Why? Because of Joseph. Amen. And that's why God favors you tonight. Not because of Joseph, because of Christ. That's why God favors you tonight. It's authority. It's whose, thank God, family we in. Amen. Now all Egyptians had to leave. Thank God when Jacob and this crowd, amen, listen. Thank God when Joseph revealed himself, all the Egyptians had to leave. They wasn't in the family. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm telling you, it's only... family. Amen. Thank God. What was it? Probably the circumcision. Amen. The Israelites were circumcised. Egyptians weren't circumcised. Amen. Maybe the speech. Maybe something he said to them. It was just something between them. I don't know, but he revealed himself only to them. And he let them know, thank God, why God had allowed them. Thank God to bring them, amen, to a great deliverance. Amen. I'm going to tell you this tonight, friend. God done that in your life, sir. There ain't no way you can figure that out. I could go back. I didn't know you. I was looking at something today, amen. And they said this was Adam and Eve. Amen. Before this, thank God, friend, we come from my mother and father. Adam and Eve didn't, amen. They come from God the Father, amen. God took a dust of the earth and breathed the nostrils of the breath of life, amen. And God, amen, brought the rib of the man and made the woman, brought him to her, amen. But I'm telling you this, thank God tonight, friend, everything in your life, amen, is, thank God, controlled by the sovereign. Amen. Everything you go through, every decision you make, God's going to work in it. Whether it not be the right one, amen, God still works in it. Amen. They didn't make the right decision to sell him, but God worked in it. Amen. He got down there and, amen, got Potiphar's house. And brother, thank God, his Potiphar's wife wanted to lay with him. Amen. But thank God he restrained and fled out of the house. Amen. Why did he go through that? Because God worked in it. Amen. He worked in it. God worked in it. What about Jacob? Thank God for all them years mourning over his own son. But God worked in it. Amen. What you go through, God's a working in it. Everything we face, God's a working in it. There's nothing God don't do. Amen. God's a working in it tonight. Thank God he's a working in your life tonight. Amen. Robert Parker. Amen. Born in December. Amen. What year was you? Huh? 1979. Eugene Lynn Parker. Amen. Robert Parker didn't have a choice in what family he had been born into. Amen. He didn't have a choice what his daddy and mama did. He didn't have a choice, friend. Amen. He didn't. It was God. Amen. Some reason under God. And he took, amen, this little baby boy. Amen. And gave him, thank God, to them. Amen. That's right. They was in here in the church. Amen. He was raised in this church. Amen. He could have been raised somewhere else. Amen. He could have been raised at the racetrack on Sunday. He could have been, my friend, raised in the bars, but he is raised in the house of God. Amen. The God. Amen. But I'm telling you this, it was the plan of God. Everything, brethren, listen, that we've ever been through as a child of God. Amen. It was God that worked the good out of it. When it looked bad, he worked good. When it didn't look good, he worked good. Everything about God, he works good in it. Everything. Amen. He can take nothing and make something. Amen. He can take a bad situation. Amen. And I said this, tangled up like barbed wire. You can't figure it out. Amen. God's got a plan in your life. He's a slowly unveiling some things to you. Amen. And you say, preacher, why should I worry about it? God's in control. Amen. That's right. Why do we worry about it? Amen. Why? If I believe this tonight, what I'm preaching, it'll help me. I'm telling you to help you, young man. Amen. To believe that everything in my life might look bad sometime. But I'm telling you, it's for my good and God's glory. And God will work something good out of it. God will work something good out of your life. It might look dim, it might look hard, but God's still able. And brethren, he'll work something good out of your life. Amen. That's right. No matter what you're going through in life, if you're a child of God, he said all things work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. If that verse there ain't true, then I'm in trouble. Amen. Because I'm telling you, all things do work together for good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. Amen. There's many hard days in this life. There's many lonely days. There's many dark days. Amen. There's many days that you feel like, amen, you're spinning your wheels. You was born in that family. Amen. I met you, thank God, in 1989. You was 10 years old. Amen. I remember coming into this church and you were sitting there with your parents. Amen. I remember Terry and I remember Patricia. Amen. I thought Patricia, amen, she was in college. I thought she was around a sophomore, amen. In the high school, she looked so young. I just come in, I thank God, and I sat here, amen, in the pew. They called me to preach, and God said, go up and preach. I tell that priest to preach again, amen. That's right, and I still don't preach to preach again. Amen, they'll take it or leave it, like it, amen, I hope. If they don't, they'll get over it sometime, amen. But thank God, it really didn't matter. I was going to tell you what God said. Amen to God. I didn't know who was lost and who was saved. I just know I was saved and called to preach. And God told me to go there because Brother Shirley called me. Amen. I come here to preach. I didn't know how long I'd stay. I didn't know how long I'd preach. In fact, after the first day I preached, I thought in my mind as a young preacher, I thought I don't know if they'll take it. Amen. But they did. Amen. That's right, buddy. You endured some things. But I'm telling you, praise God. It'll come out in the wash. Amen. And that's the blood of Christ. Amen. Hey, thank God. I still believe the gospel saves. I believe God puts the power of God in it. It'll change your life. It ain't your religion. It ain't how good you are. It's the gospel of the grace of God that got in your heart one day through the Holy Ghost and brought you out of sin into Christ. And it still works. And it'll work, thank God, that we leave here. Amen. That's right. I don't know how long ago it was when you got saved. But God set all that stuff up to let him be born in a family to hear the gospel and be saved. He married a wife and he could come. Amen. He didn't say he couldn't come. He married Miss Heather back there. She testified this morning. I remember that morning she got saved. Amen. I remember the burden to preach that morning. And I preached out of Romans 3. And God got on me. And I preached like, amen, the house is on fire. And thank God for it. Amen. I listen to my preaching now. Thank God help, I'm slow. Amen. Amen. I used to let her spit out like a machine gun. Amen. I ain't much of a machine gun. Amen. But I'm still shooting. Amen. It just slowed down a little. Amen. I remember that morning. That's the morning Kayla got saved. She's on that side of the altar. Amen. I was still preaching up here while she was coming. Amen. And I tell you why she got saved. I was standing right here. A communion table was here at the time. I stuck my foot up on it. I think I did. I don't remember whether I stood on it or stuck my foot up on it. And I stood up and preached a little bit. And Miss Heather was in the line. That's right, isn't it? Amen. And when Kayla was getting saved, thank being the God's son, I tell you, amen, she got out of line and come kneeled right here. Amen, buddy. I thank God she got born again. Amen. I tell you, friends, sometimes, amen, you can't see it, but thank God he's got her set up. He's already got it in his own will. Thank God to pull on that heart and that sinner to come. Hey, thank God, Joe's a friend. Thank God, my friend, are you listening? He was put in a place to save his family. Thank God, friend, that's what Christ came for. He come to save us. Thank God from our sin. Hey, friend, listen. It looked rough, but it done the job. Amen. Right, glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Joseph's a great record. I mean, it's a great record. He said, you didn't send me. I tell you, a lot of times we want to blame somebody else. You know what I'm saying? Well, that old fella done me like that. Cut me off. He told me to go there and stand for 30 minutes. Oh, yes. How many times do we blame people for what we had to go through? But God says, they ain't them. It's me. Amen. Amen. Hey, buddy, listen, whatever you're going through tonight, just remember one thing. And God, this God's in charge. Amen. God's in control, Tim. Amen. That's right. He's in charge. He knows what to do. Amen. He'll always take care of his own. Amen. Always. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand tonight. Appreciate you hearing me. Amen. Appreciate the good testifying. Amen. Brother Chris, pray for us. Yes. Yes. Yes, God.